Hey everybody, Carlo D'Angelo coming at you with episode 2 of The Criminal Lawyer. This is a podcast that I've put together to sort of give you an overview of the criminal justice and criminal procedure system in the United States. If you are in law school, it's a great way to sort of get a supplement to what you're learning in the classroom. If you're a seasoned practitioner, it's a great way for you to bone up on some concepts that maybe you haven't thought about in a long time. Or if you just have an interest in this stuff, this is a great basic format for you to get this information in short spurts. We start basic and we start to build on these concepts. In episode 1, we talked about the types of criminal offenses you generally encounter, that being misdemeanors or felonies. Today, I want to build upon that and talk a little bit about the theories of punishment that you would see in the criminal justice system. Not that kind of punishment. We're not talking whips and chains here. This is a family show. We're talking about the type of general punishment that you would see a judge or a jury hand out in a criminal case. Now, it's basically broken down into two schools of thought: utilitarianism and retributionism. Now, I have a hard time with that word, so we're just going to basically look at these as one has its focus on deterring people from committing crime. That's the utilitarianism concept of criminal law. You steal an apple from the apple cart, society recognizes that as being wrong, there's going to be a punishment, and it's going to be a punishment that's meant to not only deter society from committing the crime, so that's called general deterrence. In other words, if there's a consequence for you stealing the apple, that you're going to get put on probation, you're going to have to pay a fine, you're going to have the embarrassment of having a theft prior on your record, that should generally be enough to deter other people in society from running around stealing apples. It also carries with it a specific deterrence concept, because basically what it's saying there is, hey, you steal the apple, you're going to get all those things, the probation, the fine, and that should be enough, not greater than necessary, but just enough to send a message to you, the individual, that you should not go around stealing apples. Now, the utilitarianism concept of criminal punishment is really focused on rehabilitation, that people can be rehabilitated, that they can reform their prior bad acts and become better people, and that society will be better if we give people the tools so they can learn from their mistakes and not do them again. It's basically intended to break those patterns. Utilitarianisms, they are inclined to want to rehabilitate people. If you see it on a law school exam, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for theories of rehabilitation, probation, to educate the person so they don't do it again. On the other side, the people that are looking for retribution, they're not really interested in deterrence. So you got the utilitarian and then you got the retribution. The retribution folks, they're interested in punishment. They want whoever commits a crime to be punished, and punished harshly, so that they will no longer be in society on the street to commit those crimes. And if they get out, they will have suffered a severe punishment, which ought to, for the time being at least, prevent them from doing it again. So you steal the apple, you're going to prison. You have varying degrees of punishment. They can be fines, they can be imprisonment. And in some states where it is still legal, can even be the death penalty for things like capital murder. So in those systems, judges have wide latitude to mete out punishment based upon the severity of the crime, your criminal history, and they will fashion those sentences to punish you so you do not come back and do it again. So those are the two basic concepts of punishment in our criminal justice system. I hope that this was helpful. If you'd like more information on me, you can always check me out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on the internet at D'Angelo Legal. That's D'Angelo Legal. I hope that you'll follow this podcast and stay tuned for more episodes. And I look forward to sharing some more concepts in criminal law and justice with you in the next episode. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.